Present, be present, Lord, that there might rise up within us a mighty call to the mission of your church. Amen. I believe that God dies a little with every murder, every twist of cruelty, every lie, every concession offered to death. God dies in us. God dies in nature. God dies in innocent blood. God dies in a dying universe. God's voice is stifled. God's will is mocked. God's tenderness set to naught. So wrote Daniel Berrigan, American Jesuit priest, playwright, poet, author, and activist, in his work Uncommon Prayer, a book of Psalms reflecting on Psalm 104. And yet still, the psalmist declares, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, hallelujah." As we come to the end of this most unusual Eastertide, it has been our custom to enter upon the day of Pentecost wearing red, a sea of cardinal red, singing at the top of our voices, "Hail thee, festival day, day when the Holy Ghost shone in the world with God's grace," bringing new Christians to the waters of baptism, renewing our own baptismal covenant. We process and process and process with banners, streamers, multiple vergers and participants, copes and festival regalia as we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. It is our most noisy celebration of the year, with rousing music, sounds of rushing wind and tongues of fire, and a cacophony of voices and language as we reenact the passage from Acts, where the Spirit of God descends in flames to, as Susan Metz writes in Synthesis, blast the souls of God's people with such light, such truth, and such power that we would completely lose our old fears, our old doubts, our old prejudices. This year we come to this day mourning, lamenting, mourning the horrific milestone of 100,000 souls and plus now dead from COVID-19 pandemic, and yet another despicable act of racism that cold-heartedly took yet one more black life, a beloved child of God, George Floyd, leaving another black mother to grieve her dearly loved son because he was black. This Pentecost doesn't feel like it's time for a noisy, raucous celebration, but a time to remember, pray, lament, name the sin of racism, and be reminded of our purpose as Christian people, called into being as a church through the power and gift of the Holy Spirit. God calls us through tears yet again to do the continual deep work we each need to continue to do, to root out racism from our heart, our mind, being, soul, thoughts, words, actions, inactions, and go into the streets and neighborhoods as those first previously frightened disciples did, empowered by the gift of the Spirit. Susan Metz went on to reflect that Pentecost wasn't all joy and light. Many of those first evangelists lost their lives for daring to speak God's truth, the truth of love for each and every person, creature, and creation itself. The flame of the Spirit that lights upon us this day calls us to deep repentance, and the hard work of examining ourselves, our church, and our country, rooting out the sin of racism. We are to take our outrage at the systems that perpetuate evil and hatred to the streets, the voting booth, the pulpit, the courtroom, the classroom, everywhere necessary to change our blatant disregard for the sanctity of life, which sometimes asks merely that we wear a mask and keep our distance, and at all times requires us to see God in the face of every beloved person we encounter. The words, actions, and work we are all called to, with God's help, turn injustice to justice, inequity to equity, hopelessness to hope and hatred to love. That's the cacophony we are called to make at Pentecost and every day with our last breath. Pentecost is a day to welcome new Christians into the church, and so we are reminded of our baptismal covenant. As I read each promise, please answer, I will with God's help. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving every one of your neighbors as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
We are reminded today that God's help has come, breathing the ruach, the pneuma, the breath of God into the church, into us. The Holy Spirit comes with tongues of fire, lighting a fire in the heart and life of the church, in you and me, in us. That fire compels us to take our baptismal covenant seriously, and with God's help, live it every day in every encounter. If we could be that flame of prayer, resistance to evil, repentance, respect, service, love, justice, peace, and respect for the dignity of every human being, well, imagine what could be. Please imagine, so that the fire can be lit in us, the church, because enough is enough. We are well and truly past enough. Don't you agree? Here in the scriptures for this day of Pentecost, how many gifts the Holy Spirit has given us. In 1 Corinthians, we hear that there are a vast array of gifts among us, and we need every single one of them. In the midst of the various gifts we have among us, we read, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit. For what? For the common good. And Paul is clear here and in other writings that the common referred to include all of us. We are all made to drink of the one Spirit. All. Our gospel from John for this day is short, yet it speaks profoundly. Twice, in just three verses, Jesus greets the disciples with, "Peace be with you." It is an ordinary greeting for those days, but neither the situation nor the person offering are ordinary. Jesus quite mysteriously enters the room, despite the doors being locked, proof of his resurrected body. The disciples have locked themselves inside the room out of fear, like so many of us do, locking ourselves in our churches. Then, in contrast to their fear, Jesus offers peace, the same peace he offered in his farewell to them just a few chapters back. The peace that Jesus offers twice in these mere five sentences is a peace that many of our hymns declare only comes from Jesus, a peace that passes all understanding and surpasses our earthly fears and anxieties. There are so many things in our world today that incite us to fear, and our brothers and sisters of color much more so. Just walking, jogging, driving, worshiping, shopping, sitting in their living room, going to a movie can result in their death. Where is the peace of Christ in these atrocities? Where? The exchange of the peace of Christ in worship is meant to be a gospel action, an act of radical hope. It is, as Dr. Priscilla Dowden White described it, a revolutionary act. At the peace, we are to greet every person as beloved of Christ, worthy of Christ's peace, worthy of life and hope, every person, and we receive the same from them. We need to make that act an act that we take out of our churches and into our streets, our neighborhoods, our homes, my friends. For this radical act of offering and receiving the peace is a reminder that the risen Christ is among us and sends us out into the world to bear witness to a revolution of hope, reconciliation, justice, and love. Peace be with you. Last week I shared that Saint Athanasius advised, always breathe Christ. When we truly breathe in the loving kindness and hope that Jesus extended to his disciples and is extending to us right now, then it should be impossible not to breathe out that hope and loving kindness to those around us, near and far, as we offer to all whom we encounter the peace that passes all understanding. It is impossible to forget our baptismal covenant when we engage this revolutionary act of offering and receiving God's peace. Author Robin Greenwood wrote, "The Church of God, then, does not have a mission, but the God of mission has a church. I know you. I see your faith and your exuberance in offering and receiving the peace of Christ, a revolutionary offering of hope, justice, repentance, and reconciling love. Take it out. Offer it everywhere. Let us do the deep work we each need continually to do individually and together with God's help, living more and more into our baptismal covenant. Let us search our hearts for the love that weeps with God over the brokenness of the systems that perpetuate violence, fear of the other, and hatred, and instead breathe in Christ, and breathing out that holy peace, letting his peace loose in a world bereft of it. May we hold on our hearts and in our prayers those 100,000 victims who have died thus far from COVID-19, those who have died at the hand of hateful racism, and all who mourn and weep for the loss of such dear loved ones. And then let us get to work in our hearts, our homes, our church, our workplace, our streets, our voting booth, our schools, our government, wherever systemic change is required, until we enter into our final peace." This anonymous pastoral prayer offers a litany of dedication and renewed mission on this day of Pentecost. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, descend upon our hearts, melt us, and mold us, God, into your image. For though you created us to reflect your grace and compassion, we frequently turn and pursue earthly powers. Forgive us, divine creator. When we are tempted again to go our own way in life, open our eyes and ears and hearts to your holy purposes. Take the dimness of our souls away. Fill us with your love and gratitude for your abundance, and use us in your mission. God of compassion and love, hear our deep need for peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our churches, peace in our homes, peace on our streets, peace in our nation, peace in our world. As we ponder the unthinkable toll that disease, violence, and racism takes, remind us of your vision of love for every human life. In the midst of a world of suspicion, fear, violence, and greed, embolden us to plant holy seeds of justice, mercy, peace, and hope. In our personal times of discouragement, holy God, remind us that your mercy never fails, your compassion never ends, and neither should ours. Spirit of Pentecost, Spirit of freshness, Spirit of new life, teach us to love one another as we ought to love. Hear us now as we pray for our humanity, that we may repent of our sin and embrace and proclaim your revolutionary peace in the compassionate spirit of Jesus. Spirit of God, descend upon our hearts with the fire of your mission. Stoop to our weakness and enliven us. Set us on fire. In the name of the one who came living and proclaiming the way of love, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.